The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, July-August 2010. The theme of this issue is Resolving Conflict. In the beginning, the scriptures record many instances of conflict between nations, among friends, and in families. Today we see the same type of problems. While fighting, people can say harsh words. Accusations create turmoil and emotional pain. If we attempt to avoid one conflict, we often find another. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Amos 5:19. In this issue, we examine conflict and seek biblical principles to guide us when we find ourselves at odds with others. Peace seeks a scriptural definition and examines the Beatitudes of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the last of which concerns being a peacemaker. It offers guidelines on how to be an effective peacemaker among brethren while maintaining the principles of truth. Hagar and Sarah shows how conflict can produce life-lasting divisions when left unresolved. Conflicts are meant to help in our training as Christians, and we must be willing to take corrective action when we are at fault. Learning from Calamities recounts the story of Joseph and how the jealousy of his brothers ultimately led to the outworking of God's will in connection with the children of Israel. Persecutions develop character, and knowing that God is directing our life should produce an attitude of forgiveness for those who injure us. The Sins of King Saul details that king's ultimate decline into disfavor with God, caused by his pride and selfish desire. Saul's jealousy of David and his mistrust of his own son Jonathan should teach us about the importance of obedience to God's commands. The divine guideline and correcting trespasses provide an in-depth look at Jesus' commands in Matthew 18 for dealing with offenses and conflicts between brethren. Euodias and Syntyche were two disagreeing sisters in the Philippian church. Paul's letter provides sound advice on how to maintain unity even when we don't see eye to eye. Be all of one mind is an examination of how the natural quality of combativeness can be used by the Lord when it is accompanied by humility and sympathy. Each article examines how, if properly handled, conflict is beneficial in producing character and is necessary in our development as new creatures. Let us remember Paul's admonition. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Romans 12:18, NASB.